glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Do you know what Jesus has already done for you? Amen. That's why my people perish, he says, for lack of knowledge. All that I've already done for them, that they struggle with today to try to accomplish according to their own plan, I have a plan that's a finished work, that they can walk in peace, they can walk in provision, they can walk in victory, they can walk in all these things that I've already provided in the midst of their enemies. God don't get nervous because your enemy's surrounding you. Lord help. Elisha woke on top of the mountain in the king had sent an army after him, and Gehazi awoke and looked out over the mountain and saw all the army of the enemy surrounding the mountain. And he ran to Elisha, and he said, Master, we are surrounded. What do we do? But Elisha had come into that dimension. He had the perception. He had an eternal perception. He understood God has a plan, and there is no counsel against God's plan. It doesn't matter. Listen, tell somebody, it doesn't matter what weapon you see form against you. God says it won't prosper. It doesn't matter who talks against you, who criticizes you, who lies on you, who tries to pull you down, who tries to defame you. It doesn't matter. God says, I'll condemn that. This is your heritage as a child of God. But see, people get all flustered and all out of sorts about certain things when God says, I've already got provision for that. Read my book, please. Our obligation is to dwell and not allow things to pull us out, to dwell in the secret place, to abide under the shadow. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. See, you're just being saved don't mean you're abiding in Christ. A lot of folk flesh out. They get home or they get even into the parking lot and go to fleshing out. No, you got to abide. See, the enemy's ploy is to pull you out, to get you to flesh out, because he can only operate in the flesh. He can only sojourn in darkness. He can't get into the light. He can't comprehend the light. He can't approach the light. So you are to walk in the light as he is in the light. You stay in the light, life is pleasing. Life is pleasurable. Life is a joy. He'll use people to try to pull you out of the light. You hear people talk about, when up before I was a child, if I wasn't saved. Why are you thinking like that? You should be saying, child, because I'm saved. I'm going to love you anyhow. Tell the person beside you, I love you. And you can't do nothing about it. If we're truly going to be effective in subduing and ruling, we've got to subdue self. If you can subdue yourself, you don't have to control other people. That's witchcraft. You don't want to go there trying to manipulate other people. No. Control you. Because God has a plan for you. And no one can thwart that plan except you. All right? So did you see that about the circumcision? That's not something for the future. That's something that he did at Calvary. If you read the rest of that chapter, he brought to open shame all the principalities and powers, all the ruling spirits. He made an open show of them. He defeated them. What Paul is painting here in the book of Colossians is when a king in ancient times would win a battle, oftentimes he wouldn't kill the king or even the mighty men. What he would do is he would save them
And they'd come to within about a mile outside of the city, and they'd have everybody prepare in the city. They'd camp outside the city till everybody got prepared in the city for the big parade. And then he would bring them, and he would parade them before the people. This one and that one. Here's the king here. And there's, before they would execute him or whatever, they go, he would parade them through there. And it says that Jesus triumphed over all the spirits of darkness and made an open show of them, triumphing over them. So every devil that's tried to harass you, tried to scare you, stolen from you, if you know your covenant right, you understand your big brother already defeated them. They have no legal right. They have no place, amen, to legally take from you. But you can't be silent. You got to use your voice. You got to give voice to God's word. And say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Do you know when you stand up and you speak, the devil has to listen? Not only will he listen, he'll take flight. The word of God says this. It says, first submit to God. Then when you're in that position of submission, resist the devil. And what does he have to do? He has to flee. I love that portion of scripture where it says, and the devil departed from Jesus. After his temptation in the wilderness, do you know the devil never got close to him again until he laid his life down? And after his resurrection for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil was nowhere in sight. Never came around. There was no persecution. Do you know that's our covenant right? Tell somebody, devil has no right in your presence. You and I should be so full of God's presence and his spirit that when the devil is there and you arrive, he don't stay. He don't remain. He won't be comfortable around you. And it's not because you're quoting Bible verses at him. It's because of the spirit that you carry. Darkness can't comprehend light. It can't be dark and light at the same time. Tell somebody, that's who you are. Now, we talked about taking dominion in your domain. All of us have a lane to run in. Your lane may not be my lane. We all have our lane. But God's will for you is to have dominion in your domain. That don't mean you go around bossing people around. Amen. Do we ever see Jesus bossing people around? Not one time. Not even his disciples. There were times he had to rebuke them, correct them, but he wasn't bossing them around. Having dominion in your domain does not mean bossing people around. What it means is bringing in Christ. Because see, of yourself, you have no dominion. Man lost it. But in Christ, we have dominion. Come on, it's the Christ nature that has to rule through us. Oh, I wish we would get this. I wish we would embrace this. It's not you and your personality or your talents. You know something about talent? You can't improve upon talents. People think they get better at their talent. No, you know the reason why people seem to do better at talent is because their character grew. God doesn't base stuff on talent. Amen. He bases it on character. Amen. And as you grow in your character, talent, everything you do will improve, Amen. Will increase. God doesn't build on talent. He builds on character. That's very important for us to understand. It's not just a gift. It's about your character. So are we getting this at all? Okay, I hope I'm helping somebody. God will use us to extend his rule in our particular field of endeavor. How is he going to fill the earth with his glory? Through each one of us and the church all over the world, by him extending his rule through you into your domain. You may be in the domain of politics, in the domain of entertainment, in the domain of sports, in the domain of education, in any domain. But how will he extend his rule? He will extend it through you, extending his rule into your domain. A few weeks ago, I mentioned about, you know, somebody that you rub shoulders with every day on your job, one at least ought to come to church. Amen. You ought to invite them. You know, when I say come to church, there ought to be something they know about God that they didn't know about God before they met you. You've known them for 10 years in your domain, but they still don't know what you believe. They still don't know anything about you, and you've never, amen, impressed anything upon them. You've not taken dominion in your domain. Because why? Taking dominion is extending Christ's rule. People ought to know where you, what you stand for. And ultimately, God will have them to respect you, even if they don't like you. Even if they're uncomfortable with Christ in you, they'll respect you. God said, I'll make your enemies be at peace with you when your ways please me. But it's your part to take dominion in that domain. Stop being ashamed of the gospel. The world will try to make you think this is just a religion, like all other religions, a crutch, you know, phony. Yeah, I would join the church, but, you know, you got so many hypocrites. Ain't not one hypocrite in the church, in the true church. Now, there can be hypocrites in the building. You see, but people make excuses. The church, man, church all messed up. Look at all this stuff going. Well, they were wrong. That don't mean that Jesus was wrong. And there's still a breed without greed. There's still some people that live for God. There's still a remnant church, a real church throughout the earth that hadn't compromised a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. Those are all ploys of the devil to get people to look at the church cockeyed and say what it ain't. Well, that's a lot of times somebody's excuse not to really submit themselves to God. But we are without excuse. Your vocation, let me bring it into our modern day language. Your job and your life have to become God's territory of rule. You can't live for me. You don't go where I go. I don't go where you go. But your job that you work every day, your life that you live every day, has to become God's territory for rule. Now, if you have the wrong pattern, and there is a very dangerous pattern being propagated today, and I'm not saying that one person or one system of beliefs is right in this sense, but there's a message about grace today that crosses over, that goes outside the boundaries. When a message of grace is so full of grace that you can't say that anyone is going to go to hell, or that you can't judge that anyone is wrong. Well, wait a minute. Today, people will tell you if you say something is wrong, they say you're judging. No, let's back it up. Let's back it up a moment. I had no part in writing this Bible. Woe is unto me if I don't preach it. So in there, it talks about we judge all things. See, it's not a matter of you judging people. It's God judging sin. But this message today tries to push that out of the picture, so that everybody's okay and is free. You're free to do anything, and God still loves you. And you know, God will love you. Let me say there's four steps here to step off the cliff into hell. God will love you the first step. God will love you the second step. God will love you the third step. He don't love you any less. God will love you the fourth step when you fall over. He didn't stop loving you. It was a choice you made.
We are continuing in part 5 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. The Bible says in James 4 and 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The devil has no right in your presence. Having dominion in your domain means bringing Christ in. God is concerned with building true character versus making your talent better. God will extend his rule through you extending Christ. Your job and life have to become God's territory for rule. In the book of Genesis, God commanded man to subdue and to have dominion. It is time for the body of Christ to subdue every enemy and to rule as God has commissioned.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.